feel riding hands and heels in your mouth gone gone? How do you feel?
Welcome to Wolf Den's Saturday Session, your inside look at all the critical moments in the den and the great game on a Saturday. The racing is so good today and it is such a crucial day in the path of many spring contenders that we have turned the Saturday Session into a Super Saturday Session. You'll ride with us all day long as we unpack 13 massive races from Flemington and Randwick. We kick off with Flemington Race 2, the Maribyrnong Trial, one of the first two-year-old races of the season. Unraced two-year-old affairs are a bit of a lottery, and the best guide we can hope for is a race day market push.
All right, we're going to throw straight to Junior. When I put the shout out, said, who's done anything on the Maribyrnong? You're the only one who put your hand up. You're the most inexperienced punter in the den, so I don't know what that says about where the den is at. But anyway, talk to us about the market in the Maribyrnong, mate.
Rumbletown open favourite. It's been pretty easy, pretty friendless in the betting. Tremonti trialled against in New South Wales against Tuscany. It was just disappointing, but still a little bit firm in the market, and price tag's a favourite with Mark Zara on for the Freedmans, but they all trialled pretty evenly. It's hard to line up.
Sustainable's been the big drifter, hasn't it? Bit of a boom on Sustainable, but
yeah,
it's got right out.
Yeah, right out.
Yeah.
It's very hard to line up. First time down the straight as well, it just makes it even harder, but the inside looked not terrible, first race of the straight. But
and what have you done on the race?
Had something on Odessa.
Okay, lovely. Boys, welcome in. How are you?
Fantastic.
For Saturday session. Fizz, you've been pumped up for this all week.
I can't wait 13 to talk races. Racing. I love it.
13 races. It's going to be a huge marathon. Wouldn't rather be anywhere else. Dream Team, how are you, mate?
Hello, Richie. I'm very well, thanks. Ready to rip in.
Shining Smile looks a little bit awkward out wide. Odessa's still snuck in behind them. Feeling for Rumbletown a little bit and Tremonti now.
Favourite hasn't got room either. Price tag, he's getting a little bit squish.
Price tag's coming down the outside now.
Shining Smile, very prominent.
Yeah. Price tag trying to reel it in.
It's the one they got to catch.
Shining Don't Smile.
They're catching it.
Tremonti's fighting back on the fence.
That's a fizzy mock.
The fizz. So yes, came out of the same trial as Tuscany, so New South Wales form.
Gay and Adrian.
Class prevails.
Yeah, they do it again.
With the two-year-olds, eh?
Yeah. Let's watch gay cam.
Can they cut the clean sweep of the two-year-old races today?
And the biggest thing about that, massive go for the punters.
Something.
$6 this morning.
Yeah.
Was it really?
$6 and started about $4. We move to Randwick now for the classic early two-year-old races of the season. The Breeders' Plate and the Gym Cracked often throw up stars with the likes of Piero and Coolangatta winning past editions. First up, Randwick Race 2, the Breeders' Plate for the Colts, and friend of the den, Henry Field, and his Newgate China Horse Club Syndicate play a strong hand with Tuscany and North England dominating the market. Tuscany cost $1.55 million as a yearling. Kingzone, I remember seeing Tuscany go through the sales ring. I was out there. Very hard, these early two-year-old races, aren't they?
They are, but the good sign is when J-Mac jumps on board and he's on Tuscany, he get his pick of a lot of these rides, and he's gone on Tuscany and been really well back. $4 yesterday was smashed into about $2.60 now. The other horse that there's been a lot of money for is Raging Force. They bet about $9 or $10 yesterday, and he's very hard in the market around the $4.20, $4.40 mark now.
Smalley, you do a bit of trial watching. What are your thoughts on this race?
Yeah, look, I think the market's sorted it out pretty well now. Tuscany looked the best of the trialers for mine, and its favourite, and the weak one in the market looked King Kirk, and it's got out. So, look, the market seemed to get it right again here. So, we'll see what happens.
North England's found the front pretty easily.
Yeah.
Timmy Clark's grabbed hold of it. J-Mac
moving into a position here.
Yeah, on Tuscany, bringing it into the running line.
Leader looks like it's going all right,
though.
Slightly
awkward spot. He's got to come out. So, North England is off and gone, and they've got to try and catch him if they can.
Here come all the Waterhouse horses. Coming into it nicely.
Looks like it might be Waterhouse and Bot.
Waterhouse first,
King
second,
Kirk down the outside.
Fourth. Will they get the leader?
King Kirk.
Tempestuous and King Kirk late.
Ooh.
Big King early Kirk. Call from Hong Kong Darren.
Tuscany disappointing. Knocked up pretty badly, really.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think King Kirk's the one to follow out of the race. North England just looks like your stock standard Waterhouse spot to go to lead and pretty much keep on going. Randwick Race 3, the Gym Cracked Stakes for the two-year-old fillies and a huge field of 14 lineup. We are keen to see how Tupacara goes after Annabelle Neesham tipped her in the Annabelle set. What a revelation the Annabelle set was, Kingzone.
Sensational, Annabelle was. Gave a great insight. I watched it last night while I was at home. gave a great insight to her runners on the weekend. And what we love is no bullshit on the in the Den, and she delivered in fine style. So, no, great addition, Rich.
And how's the race looking here? So we know that Gay and Adrian have trained the first two-year-old winners of the season. It would be incredible if they could do the three-peat. What's the market saying?
Oh, just pretty solid. There hasn't been any big goes. Belle Mercy's very well tipped, and it's pretty solid around that 350, 360 mark. Annabelle's has been well back, 9 into about 750. So there hasn't been any huge goes. A few came out this morning, so deductions on those early prices. But, yeah, no, it's just a solid market.
We've got Annabelle's horse midfield.
Yeah, not too bad a position.
No. Seems like they're going average tempo. Not...
Tommy Sherry's given a little bit of rain. It's in a pretty prominent position.
Yeah, we'll just need some luck here turning, though. But the fave has gone to the front here and popped one off the fence.
So as a horse.
Coming down the middle of the track. First couple, so we'll see if that eventuates.
Annabelle's horse getting an awkward.
Gee, the leader travels beautiful.
Hands and
sure does.
Belle Mercy off and gone.
Off and gone. Wow. Looks impressive. Annabelle's flying up the fence. Will it get third?
No.
Winner was pretty soft in the end, but a few good runs behind, including Annabelle's. So.
And the winner was just too good in a bit of a different class at this early stage. Flemington Race 4, the Edward Manifold for the fillies. This is the first serious race for the fillies who have VRC Oaks aspirations. Zardozi won this race last year and went on to win the Oaks. Winx's three-quarter sister, Wings of Desire, lines up today. And our favourite is DeClitchy Boulevard, who was just about everyone's black book after she ran second in the Jim Maloney at Caulfield last start. King's Own, the rain has come to Flemington. It's not what we wanted to see.
Absolutely pissing down at Flemington. It's belting down. I'd love to know some stats about how favourites go when it is actually belting down. But I haven't got those. But what I have done is had a small bet on numbers 1 and 3 in this race, which I topped up when I saw the rain, just in case. Both good odds, about $13 and $18. The favourite's been a bit easy, out to 220 now, and looks like it will continue to ease.
And Winx's three-quarter sister well in the market as well. So a bit going on here. Interesting race. And maybe one will emerge and become as good a horse as Zardozi is, even though she's a little bit out of form at the moment.
She loves to be running right now with this rain, Zardozi.
Racing. You can't really
this could be
see
a tough one to call.
Basically can't see any of them.
Winx's Desire's bounced out well. Kilcare Beach has gone to the front. Clinchy Boulevard's up there, I think.
It's gone forward.
All kinds of folks visibility.
Under serious
Magic
pressure.
Magic Man clicks up to Clinchy to come and say hello.
Cavity Bay trying to sneak runs. The Clinchy Boulevard's getting to the outside now.
And coming into it.
Moving into it as well.
Jenny's Meadow trying to get to the outside.
Who's this down the outside? Too darn discreet.
Too darn discreet. Wings of Desire is
there. Work. Wings is three-quarter sister.
Push
getting in for the fight.
Too darn discreet.
Too darn discreet. Got the drop. Yeah.
Was that one yours, King?
No.
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 We can see him clearly now. So
Chow Moreira.
Great Oaks trial from Too Darn Discreet. That's exactly what you want to see for an Oaks prospect. The Clinchy Boulevard, not bad.
Not bad. It was even money and got beat.
Not bad.
Racing very ungenerously.
Didn't settle very well, yeah.
Punters would be sick. The Magic Man was struggling to get it to race well. Probably queries on the race with the fourth horse finishing off well. It's come off of Ballarat fourth.
I liked it, actually.
Yeah. I was on it.
Don't tell anyone about that.
I was
great
on it as well.
Would you pen form out of races when it's raining very heavily like that?
Yeah, you have to take it as put it in its own little box, I think. Yeah. That was crazy rain. Rain on the day, rain during the race, very significant.
Flemington Race 5, the Dane Hill Stakes for the three-year-old sprinters. A lot of fast horses here, and they all want to win this group too. And move on to the Group 1 Coolmore Stud Stakes on Derby Day. First Settler is our equal favourite and is the only three-year-old who has been able to push a superstar, a growing empire. King Zone, you've struck a blow in this race.
I have. I'm on Reserve Bank at 480. He's been really solid in the betting. First Settler's been a bit easy from about $4 out to $4.40 now and continuing to drift. There's been money for Bitter Creek as well, who's first up. Been about $13 into $9. So I'm on Reserve Bank, and I thought the danger was First Settler, but I have not saved. I'm just on the bank.
And Dream Team, some nice horses in this race. We've got Aniza, who is a very good fast two-year-old. Tarpaulin, remember Tarpaulin was favourite against Gatsby's. Sure.
And as we talked about favorite. On Thursday, yeah, some good horses with some really good numbers.
So much better visibility compared to last race.
Yeah.
Tarpaulin snuck in behind him.
Let's go, Lukey boy.
Got a handful of horses.
Yeah, Tarpaulin struggling sweetly on the outside. Bodyguard Aardvark battling.
Come on, Reserve Bank
going
drop.
The front.
Here comes Tarpaulin. Got a good
Rocky
race.
Rocky Arch is battling well up the front.
First seller up the fence. We've got a great race. Come on, Reserve Bank.
Reserve Bank.
Come on, Reserve Bank.
Get your head down.
Get over him. Get over top. Over
first
the
settler.
Top. Reserve.
Oh no.
First settler too strong.
Nothing wrong with the inside up the straight today.
First settler, definitely. Story of your day, Kings, and story of your year, really, isn't it?
Thanks, mate.
But, yeah, some pretty good Coolmore Stud Stakes trials there. The first three across the line.
It's a pleasing result when you're working out a photo between your own two horses. So wrapped with the horses, they run up to expectation. They're both lovely, promising stud-type colts. And there's two options. You've got 4 weeks from now until the Coolmore back here at Flemington. Either you go 2 weeks Gothic, 2 weeks Coolmore, or you go 4 weeks between runs. So we'll judge our colts and how they pull up and what we think they require.
Randwick, race six, the Flight Stakes. James McDonald rode Autumn Glow on Monday morning, and after the gallop, he came back to Chris Waller and said, she's something special. And so it's a great disappointment she isn't lining up today after getting a small bone chip in her knee during the week. She will be back for the autumn, though, and that now leaves a select field of six with a much improved chance of picking up a very valuable Group 1 win. King's Own, you weren't on the Saturday set this week, so you can't have any official Saturday set tips, but you've still managed to have a best bet on the app, on the Den, and this is it. Snow in May. Also, Dano's best bet. How's it looking in the market?
Love it when I combine with Dano, and he's due a few winners too. Yeah, been solid all day and just getting a bit easier now out to about 250 late in betting, Snow in May. They haven't really backed a lot to beat her, except for Powers of Opal down the bottom. There's been really well backed, been about 10 into 650. So she's been the best back, but I'm very confident on Snow and May. Love the second placing behind Autumn Glow last start. Think that the 1600 will suit and even beyond.
You're keen too, aren't you, Dream Team?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I like, I think both horses, the one that King's alluded to, Powers of Opal.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make that my best way. I'll chop out on the favourite.
All right, Kieran, click up, son. Here
Let
we go.
Down.
Gee, the lady looks really strong.
And then Snow in May here.
The lady's, he's swinging on the lady. Let's go, Kieran.
The lady.
Wow. Dominant win. Very, very impressive.
Harlem Queen's run on for second there, but the winner is one easy.
That hurt. Very good win, though. Very good win.
One easy, didn't it?
Yeah.
Impressive.
For no, Shan.
You would have to think.
That, we need to lift.
Her future is bright after that. Harlem Queen, the suspect form, standing up as well. The mighty suspect ran third to Harlem Queen a couple starts back.
Well, never know, but I reckon she would have given Autumn Glow a bit of a rush today.
For sure, for sure. No, it was. I love the way she stylishly come up the rise and, she's still green, and but a rising star, obviously, still very raw. But, the way she finished it off was pretty special.
Group 1 victory. Is she in for a long prep? Will she make it to the 1,000 guineas?
She wasn't supposed to be running today. I had her in the trials yesterday. I didn't really want her to be getting up against Autumn Glow just this early in her preparation, because I thought she'd just be the perfect 1,000 guineas horse. But when, there's a small field and that tempted us to run, and even if Autumn Glow ran, we probably would have ended up running in. But I didn't expect sort of a six-horse field, so she's here and she's got a Group 1 next to her name.
And do you bide your time now to 1,000 guineas?
It's a long way to wait, and when you see her, she's still lightly framed, and I don't think it'll be our normal path.
Not when she's got one under the belt now.
Yeah, she might get a chance to take on Autumn Glow in the autumn.
Randwick Race 7, the Premier Stakes, and some of the best sprinters in the country go at it. There is really only one Everest slot yet to be filled, and last year's winner, think about it, wants it. He won this race last year first up and then went on to win the Everest, and that's his profile again today. Junior, Joey Pride's been very vocal this week about Think About It. He obviously loves the horse a lot. You heard him on the radio this morning talking about it. What did he say?
Yeah, it was a bit of a spook. He's saying it's gone as good as it ever has.
Ooh.
But look, if Coronation is going past it in a trial, I need to see it on race day.
Okay. Kingzone, what do you make of all this? What are you going to do, son?
it's good enough for Joey. It's good enough for me. I'm straight in. I took $5 Think About It. I haven't bet up. I thought Giga Kick will race well today. And I thought Bella Nipotina was a little bit too short, but I'm on Think About It at $5. The market's pretty solid. They smashed Bella Nipotina early at $3. into $2.50 now. And the other two have been a little bit easy, so we'll see what happens.
Hey, Fizzer, you're a Giga Kick man, aren't you?
I am a Giga Kick man. I'm hoping today shows him his true steel and goes around favourite in the Everest and hopefully wins.
And you're on at $9 for the Everest, aren't you?
I am indeed.
What price is it now for the Everest?
I don't know. It'll be shorter if it wins this one, but
sure will be. And boys, this next hour and a half might be the greatest hour and a half of racing of your life. Are we going to fire up and put the throttle down? Are you with me? Doesn't feel like you are.
Oh, I can't back it. Winner.
What do we think about tactics on Think About It? Had no choice to go back there. I don't like him getting that far back.
He could have gone forward.
Bell and Nipotina traveling well, but it's got to get clear running.
Get on Giga Kicks back.
What does he do now on Think About It?
Think he gets wide.
Yeah. Giga Kick's going to get a beautiful
Giga Kick, Bella, Think cross about off down off the heels. Outside.
All right, here we go. It's all on.
Airman. Bella's traveling better than
Airman up the fence.
Wow. Mazu. Are you serious? Airman can't possibly win this race.
God, Mazu.
Here comes Bella.
Here comes Bella.
Nah.
Mazu.
Mazu, Bella.
Airman.
Airman. Wow.
Gee, I'm back.
Bye-bye, Bella.
Very unlucky, Bella.
What happened to Giga?
Very unlucky.
Why don't I take out my bookies license? That's it.
Giga's gone.
Yeah, it's brown bread, Giga Kick.
Disappointing, I've got to say.
Think about it. Well, they're all disappointing. Either, will it?
Yeah, they were.
It was a very bunch finish. You can't say they're all disappointing.
Airman has won the race, so
Mazu was good. If it's a wet track on Everest Day,
yeah,
oh yeah,
massive mate. Hope.
Renwell first up, yeah, and second up. So we get a bit
rainy
of rain.
Track, sure.
Bella probably unlucky there for third.
Bella should have won, but there wasn't much pace in the race. That's just bad luck.
If you get every possible, think about it.
In the chair.
All I'll say is bookies get the lot again.
Flemington, a race 7, the Bart Cummings. A field of 13 stayers line up here, all with dreams of the first Tuesday in November. You win today and you are in the Cup. King's Own the Melbourne Cup is your favourite race of the year. What did you make of this race?
I'm on Berkshire Breeze. Apparently they're going to go forward, which I really like. I took $3.80. I'm very confident. There hasn't been any real market goes, so I'm just on the Burke. The Berkshire, let's get it home.
All right, we're starting to get serious,
slipped
boys.
Slipped away, you just fine.
Just fine, yeah. Has slipped away.
Is it alive is the question the punters are asking.
Got him off the bit.
Feeling for Manzoist. St. George.
Yeah.
Plenty of work to do, the field.
Just fine,
the cat. Berkshire straight up the fence, come on.
Yeah.
Come on, the pick it up. Coming on strongly. St. George down the outside running on a bit.
Yeah. Hard to spin horrifying over the top of them when they're this far in front.
Long way in front still.
Long way in front. Point King really digging in. Who's this up the fence?
Can't see.
Going to do it though, isn't he?
A maid.
Just fine.
Point King?
Just fine.
What a ride.
Berkshire Breeze probably showed it's not up for it, eh?
So just fine, straight into the Melbourne Cup. Very, very solid run by Point King. That'll finish him off perfectly, I reckon. I don't think we'll see him again before the Melbourne Cup, right? Unless maybe they go to the Caulfield Cup, but I doubt that, right?
Just shows when you go to the front like that how much of an advantage it is. If I owned Berkshire Breeze from that barrier, I would have gone straight to the front. I think it would have won. It's a better horse than Just Fine.
I didn't see. Where did Berkshire Breeze end up running?
Oh, fourth or something, fourth, but he can keep rolling.
His biggest issue will be getting into the Cup now.
No.
Won't be making the Cup. Won't be winning the Cup.
Positive rides. We saw it earlier on with Joe Pride's horse that he tipped. Think about it. Positive rides are just so much better than negative rides. There's so much advantage in leading. And there's so much advantage in backing winners, which I can't do at the moment.
You've got owners spread right around the country and the globe. What does it mean to provide my racehorse with pretty rank and file people right around our country? They're going to have a runner in our biggest race.
Absolutely. What a wonderful thing. It happens nowhere in the world, I can tell you, where people from all different walks of life can have a share in a horse for not much money and be able to come here on the first Tuesday in November and maybe win how many million dollars? Fantastic.
Okay, congratulations.
Thank you.
Randwick Race 8, the Metropolitan, and we are with the stayers in this Group 1 event. When punters come hard for one lately, they seem to have been spot on, and they have come hard for the Chris Waller-trained Unusual Legacy, who went up $9 on Wednesday and is now $4.80 King Zone. Hard in the market still, Unusual Legacy?
Yeah, pretty solid in the market around that $5 mark. There's been really good money for Zardozi. Late in betting's been about $9 into $7. I'm with a Ruffy Athabascan. I took 20 to 1. It's into about 16 to 1, but there's Plenty of chances, wide open market, and plenty of money flowing around.
Hey, Fizzer, the mail is you're all over this race. Is that true?
Yeah, yeah, 2400, Group 1, right up my alley. No, mate, I'm not at all. But I have had a futures bet, only because of our man, the small man, Smalley. Mm. I'm on the 14 Loud Legend to win this into a Caulfield Cup or a Melbourne Cup double. So maybe Reece Jones going on is the reason why the drift is so large on it. But it went up actually favourite.
And would you, if you got the double up, would you fill in your pool that you spent all your money on last year?
Why would I fill it in?
Oh, I thought you just thought the kids didn't use it as much as you thought they would.
Mate, we use it every day, even through winter.
Oh, airborne.
Throw the wife and kids in and fill it up.
So what would you buy with the money if you get the double up?
Oh, I've got to share something with Smalley because I think he only took the treble. We just go out for a good night, I think. Get on the back of him.
So we pick it up at the 600. Serpentine leading. Take it away, race callers.
Jerusalem travelling outside it. Here comes Loud Legend pulling wide.
Loud Legend, quick move around them.
Yeah. Future history's there. Been wide the trip.
Unusual legacy up there as well. Zardozzi.
Legacy inside got of Loud Legend. Go Legend.
Unusual legend. Can't even unusual run. Legacy.
Zardozzi.
Zardozzi.
Still sticking.
She should be too good from there.
Three wide the entire. This is huge.
She should be too good from there.
Looks like it's going to be a two-horse war here.
Hard. Come on, Legend.
No way.
Knuckles, son, you've got to be stronger than that. Come on, Reece.
I've done everything I can to help you, Fizz. No, she's just too strong.
What a machine.
That is a dead heat.
Great nose.
Was there anyone with more horse in the world than Reece Jones around?
Oh, my God.
Like, it was just fucking bullshit.
Huge run in the
history of the world.
Here we...
Come on, give us a bob. This one. Go. Oh, it's it.
Sure.
One,
it's four legs.
Reece.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well done, boys.
Legs now.
Well done, boys. Boys, do we think the first two across the line can go into the Caulfield Cup? Seemed like a great Caulfield Cup trial to me.
Yeah, I can't see why not. I mean, that was a massive run, Zardozzi. I mean, we think there might be a protest. So we'll see what happens there. But three wide the entire trip, Zardozzi over 2,400. Not a wet track, and I think it's a noted wet tracker. Is that right?
Yeah, so sure it is.
Pretty bloody big run. And, yeah, I like the fact Loud Legend has its nose in front on the post.
And you've got it in the double into the Caulfield Cup?
Double and into the Melbourne Cup.
Ooh, so you got a double and a treble?
No, I didn't take the treble. That was only Smalley.
Right. So you got Metrop into the Caulfield Cup, Metrop into the Melbourne Cup.
Correct.
Thank you. Randwick Race 9, the Epsom Handicap, and one of the classic races of the year. A capacity field of 20 lineup with plenty of early pace in the race. And the winner will probably be the horse that has the most luck and the best ride, as it looks a bit of a lottery. Boys, I'm cheering on My Oberon and Galleron, the top and the bottom weights for our girl Annabelle. My Oberon looks pretty solid in the market. Dream Team, you were tipping Berkshire Shadow. Absolutely. In the Saturday set.
Yep.
Haven't lost confidence now it's got out a bit in the market.
No, I like that. Yep. Like I said, we could get maybe a better price on the day. So, 40s or whatever is a good bet for me.
King Zone, what's your play?
Well, there's been a couple of big goes here. The Wolf's been... $7 into $4. They only want two horses. The other one's Royal Patronage has been $9.50. Ladbroke's got Royal Patronage out too, and it's been well back now into $6.50. I'm on Royal Patronage, not big, and I'm on I've had something on it, and I've had something on Detonator Jacket about 25-1. Maya too. I thought the favourite seemed a little bit short to me.
Can't so fight. Nash gives Maya Oberon a little bit of rain. Had a very, very hard run.
Had a decent tag in.
For Major Bill doing well out in front. Here we go. Where do the runs come from?
Down the outside. Can they get Major Bill?
Arctic Glamour maybe?
Come on, Clark.
Patronage.
Tom Kitten coming in.
Patronage going hard.
The Wolf.
The Wolf
down the outside. The Wolf. Arctic Glamour. Where to look? Tom Kitten.
The Wolf. Know where you're looking. The Wolf.
Good horse, the Wolf.
Well done.
Another big run, Godolphin. That's that four wide.
Yeah.
Obviously, on second there. Cloverleaf.
That was a big go. They
big go, that one.
$58.
How's being a bookie after that one, Kingzone?
Probably still won.
No good to us.
I don't know, man.
What an impressive win in Epsom, boys. I know he had a lot of luck in run, but it was a great win, wasn't it?
Great win. Impressive. That impressive win. I had to do a bit of work around the back when it got sort of busy and that, and just soft.
Good form lines for Elias there.
In 2 minutes' time.
Elias held it off last
15 seconds.
And provided the Quinella of the Metrop.
What about Chow Wolf? Do we go down to Melbourne with him now?
Chatty Schofield.
Cox Plate. King Charles maybe back up here. Plenty of options for him. That was
Maybe.
Well done, Chad.
I don't know if I want to go back.
Big fist bump.
Trained some pretty good sprinters, but this is a very special horse. Big engine, and he's really exciting. I've been in love with him for a long time. So.
And you racked your brain deciding what to do, what to target, and you picked it.
Hadn't even made up my mind about this race, so the next one's going to be even harder, isn't it? But, you know, I watched the Quinella, the last race, and I thought, geez, maybe I should have run in the Metrop. And the luxury of having a good horse is you can go a lot of different ways with him. So it's up to... we'll have a look at him when he gets home, and but I just want to savour that because I think it's a really special win for a horse on the rise.
Flemington Race 8, the Turnbull Stakes, and an absolutely stacked field with 9 individual Group 1 winners amongst it. For many in this race, depending on how they run today, they will either go onto the Cox Plate or the Caulfield Cup, in particular Buckaroo, who completely dominated the Underwood 2 weeks ago. And trainer Chris Waller has said his next race will be dependent on how he performs today. The punters have come hard for the Waterhouse bot-trained Elias, who has put together a picket fence up in Sydney lately. And Gay Waterhouse, everything she touches down in Melbourne today seems to turn to gold. Kings and the punters reckon she's going to do it again here. One of the great races on the calendar, the Turnbull. Many champions have won it. What do you say, mate?
I haven't bet, but I thought Elias was the horse to beat. Been well back, 390 to about 350. Been smashed in betting. Buckaroo's been a bit easy out to $6. And there's been really good money for Via Sestina. They bet $5.50 yesterday, Ladbrokes, and into about $4.40 now. So, it's an interesting race. I'm just not sure how Via Sestina goes. Matty, you tipped Via on the Saturday set. What were you thinking there?
Well, the track was supposed to be a bit drier, and I think that's what he'd appreciate. So that's a sort of a slight knock now that we've seen so much rain today. But punters are still, it's a horse that seems to attract a lot of money a lot of the time. So, yeah, I'm more hopeful than confident now, unfortunately.
A tissue on the
coming
fence.
Into it.
All right, here we go.
Guardians in the white cap.
Elias will probably go to the lead soon.
Come on, VR. You're traveling, VR.
Coming out of the running strong.
Come on, VR.
Letting now with a pretty big run. Does it go on with it?
Coming down the outside.
Yeah.
VR.
A tissue looking for runs.
Yeah,
we know Elias is going to fight, so they're going to earn it down the outside.
Here we go. Via
Buckaroo. Buckaroo again.
Buckaroo again.
It's got a big finish, Buckaroo.
It's going to be too good.
It'll be hard to beat Buckaroo from there.
Via doesn't give up.
Via's in the fight.
We've got a race. Oh,
Via.
What a fighting win.
Via, yeah. Matty.
Yes, Matty.
Must forgive.
Yeah, the Saturday show.
Yes, MT.
Must forgive.
Outstanding runs the first and second.
Wow.
Really impressive stuff.
Very, very really tough. Digged in.
Hey, Buckaroo that headed it, run. Had the momentum, and just a little bit too much class there.
So Via Sestina will go straight to the Cox Plate. Buckaroo, take your pick, Cox Plate or Caulfield Cup. Probably Caulfield Cup because both trained by Waller. So big win, Via Sestina. She's back. They thought the going was a bit of an issue when she failed in the, was it the Maccabi?
Maybe it's not a heavy today. Maybe it's more of a soft.
And she even ticked the Melbourne way of going.
Yeah.
Oh, she was fantastic today. Look, her run last start was so far away from her true form that you could do nothing else other than put a pen through it. So we were confident that she would bounce back today. And yeah, she was tough. Obviously, Buckaroo is the man on the scene at the moment. You know, he was going for 3 wins in a row, and he's dug deep and still been narrowly denied. So fantastic for the whole team.
So laid out for us, Charlie. She heads to the valley in all likelihood. Is Buckaroo perhaps on a Caulfield Cup path?
Yeah, look, it's a tricky one. Obviously, Aussie Care and Qatar with Sheikh Farhad and David Redvers will make a decision whether they want a rematch around the valley, because he did make it pretty tough for her, or whether we step up to a mile and a half. Look, we won't worry about that today. We'll just enjoy the win and enjoy the placings. Look, it's fantastic. It certainly doesn't feel like it's raining anymore.
Flemington Race 9, the Gilguy, and it's time to sort out who the contenders and pretenders are in the Victorian sprinting ranks. This is an outstanding field for a Group 2 event, but all here want to win Group 1s, and the champion sprint on November 9 is the long-range target. Hey, Dream Team, you've found a little bit of form with your Saturday set tips.
I sure have, yeah.
And you could really put the nail into the coffin here if we can get the Sam Friedman, Anthony Friedman train right to party home.
Very well backed. Very firm. I thought we might have got a better price, but the punters have stepped in, unfortunately. Anyway, stays around 580. It looks pretty firm. Looking at the other chances, some money at Oz. Astrologist. Magic Time is just solid around 550. But yeah, for me, it's the 14 down the bottom.
So Jungle Jim kid, full of running.
Yep.
Scarippa up there. Right to party with plenty of work to do.
Johnny Rock has someone off.
Come on, right to party. Let go.
Yeah,
let's go.
Come on, right to party. Let go there. There's a gap right
Withering to party. Birds. Let's go.
Come on, right to party. Over heels. Let's go now.
Arkansas kids. Gonna be
come on. Savage Align, right to party.
That's what it does.
Stretton Angel down the outside. Come on, party.
Come on, party. We need it. Oh, no.
Post coming up. Who gets there? No.
Oh,
to party from the kid.
I think so.
Dive in.
So hard.
The party got there from the kid. Big last sectional from Life the Party. It's been an exhibition on the Saturday set. Dream team, we needed that. You're two from two.
Yeah, Bella Nipotina was still.
You're in the chair next week, so.
Fisto was two from two.
You can't sack him. Surely I'll get another week.
No, he's in the chair. He's a great.
Oh, sure. I've got to come back. Yeah. He's yeah, I guess. Yeah. We'll work out a spot for you. No, Ramwick, you guys, so you're in the A team, are you?
Ramwick, we need Ramwick.
You know, we've got ambitions to hopefully get her to a group one and hopefully it's down the straight.
So given all those elements you've just laid out, it's a case of ticking her over for 5 weeks and champion sprinter waits?
Well, we think so. She's very dynamic fresh. She's obviously very good down the straight. She's probably better on really quick ground, which we're likely to get there. Have a good chat with Rock and Jonathan. Yeah, look, this filly's been a product of their whole program with Jonathan and Dean and Rocket. So, you know, we're obviously lucky to be the beneficiary of that. And, we'll just keep looking after her. The decision was made to keep her in training for another year. And yeah, these fillies have got a lot of value. She had a stakes placing before this season. And so to be able to build on that in such a progressive way is a huge thrill.
Flemington Race 10, the Rose of Kingston. And we finish off this marathon edition of the Saturday session with the mares who are all on a journey to the Group 1 Empire Rose on Derby Day. Once again, it's a big open field where betting moves will be our best guide. Hey, Fizzy, you didn't think it was possible. You didn't think we could get there, but we've done it. The marathon edition of the Saturday session is just about over.
Yeah.
And can you guide us into a winner in the last?
Long, hard day. Mate, there's a few scratchings running around in this.
This is true.
I personally back the 13 at $71 each Ooh. Way, which is quite nice. It's into $13. I think I'll get about 50s after scratchings.
Okay.
So I'll be cheering it. Big Go is definitely the 8. Officially, I think King said $8 into $4.60 or something like that. Ladbrokes betting $5. They're still top of the market. But the 6 is a little bit easy in the market. Skybird's never really firmed up, number 4. And Miss Aria's taken a bath as well.
And so, Junior, you tipped Poyfect a couple of weeks ago as a winner in your Saturday set tip.
Yes.
What are you thinking about it today? You had something, you backed up, had something on it today?
No, I'm on the same as Fizzo. I'm on Lady in Pink.
Okay.
And Revolutionary Miss. No, they weren't really slow in that race. It had every chance. It can improve, but it can go around without me.
Kingzone, you're looking forward to seeing the end of today's racing?
Oh, I certainly am. I've had a complete wipeout. I'm just on the wrong leg at the moment. I've got to go back to the drawing board and start doing things a little bit smarter, I suppose. But you always think you're not doing things smart when you're losing. But I've got a lot of work to do, that's for sure. And I'm the man for the job.
Skybird dropping big time.
Shush.
Yeah. Revolution.
Simon Racing is on the bird.
Okay. It's going to be close.
Miss Aria and Revolutionary Miss.
Miss Aria fighting.
No, Revolutionary Miss is still kicking, mate.
Yes, it won.
Yeah, the Miss.
Think any of those first across the line there can win the Empire Rose Junior?
No. Like Revolutionary Miss has had the best run of all time. Maybe Skybird, bit of merit in it because they look like they went slow, but I just think they all take turns in that grade, those mares, and it's probably better crop going around.
Merely as Jewel or given Winburn?
Yeah, probably. Not Winburn, but it's definitely better.
All right, that's a wrap, pack. We have learned so much about how this spring carnival looks like panning out. I will now go and watch, listen, and read all the news that will come out of today's racing and present it to you in .com and the Den Mondays on Monday, and I will see you then up the Den.
Chances are you're about to lose. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.